School districts jumped at the chance this month to implement a new no-quarantine policy for some asymptomatic students. But some school districts may run afoul of the state's new guidelines that allow students to remain in the classroom. From WFYI's Education Desk, reporter Elizabeth Gabriel spoke with colleague Dylan Piers McCoy.
The Indiana Department of Health released new quarantine guidance for schools at the beginning of September. How has that impacted mask mandates, Elizabeth?
So when the school year started, schools had to quarantine unvaccinated students and staff that came in close contact with someone who had COVID-19. But then the state passed new guidance that says if school districts have a mask mandate, meaning students wear masks all the time except when eating or drinking, they don't have to quarantine asymptomatic students and staff.
I've heard a lot about schools having mask breaks, where teachers allow students to remove their masks so they don't have to wear it for long periods of time. In your reporting, you found that new state guidance doesn't allow for mask breaks. Was that clearly written in the guidance?
It wasn't. The updated state COVID-19 guidance doesn't mention anything about mask breaks. I emailed the Indiana Department of Health about this, and they said, and I quote, "If mask breaks come off in the classroom, contact tracing and quarantine must occur."
Okay, but it sounds like some school districts are still using mask breaks, even though they're not allowed under the new guidelines.
Yes, mask breaks were allowed under state guidance last year, and some Marion County public school districts still have them. But some districts didn't know they were violating the guidance until I reached out to school districts. So now they're figuring out what to do next.
Okay, that sounds confusing. Has the Indiana Department of Health mentioned anything about how they're going to make sure districts are correctly following state guidance?
Great question. The state did say they are in regular communication with school districts, but I do want to clarify that this is just recommended guidance, not a mandate. And since it's up to school districts as to whether or not they want to implement the guidance in the first place, the state said it's up to districts to make sure they're following the guidance that they implement.
Will the state be checking on districts to make sure they're following the rules?
I asked the state who is going to keep districts accountable or if there will be penalties for districts that violate the guidance. The state didn't answer the question.
Interesting. We've talked a lot about how mask break policies work in schools. But what do health officials think about this?
Yeah, so I spoke to a researcher with IUPUI and the executive director of the Indiana Association of Nurses. They both said that students and staff shouldn't be taking their masks off more than necessary, partially because that defeats the point of a mask mandate, and because there's still a chance that COVID-19 could spread at a time when we're seeing large numbers of cases in schools.
Thanks for breaking this down, Elizabeth.
No problem. Thank you.